Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Sharmin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Sharmin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Sharmin, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other co-host, Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Sharmin. This is Wendy, and glad to be here with you today, and a warm welcome to our listeners out there.
We are delighted to have Jenny Mannion as a guest on our show today. Let me tell you a little bit about Jenny. She graduated from Penn State with a BA in psychology. She was always interested in how the mind worked and in helping others. And so she found her passion for healing through her own journey and is now an intuitive healer, mind-body mentor, and an energetic catalyst who inspires people to connect with their inner power to create the life they desire.
And Jenny is committed to making a profound difference in the life of everyone she comes in contact with. She's willing to help anyone who is willing and open to creating new possibilities in their lives. In her practice, Jenny has seen clients heal from depression, cancer, MS, and many other challenges. She conducts workshops and is a contributing blogger for the Huffington Post and was recently featured on PBS's The Whitney Reynolds Show. She's also the author of a book called A Short Path to Change, 30 Ways to Transform Your Life, available on Amazon, which is the topic of our show today. So welcome to the Sky's the Limit Radio, Jenny. We're so glad to have you on our show today.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to be here.
Great. Yeah, we
awesome,
have a lot of
Jenny.
Questions. Yeah.
We have a ton of questions, so let's get started right away. So, Wendy, you have the first one.
All right. So, Jenny, can you tell us just a little bit about your book and, like, what was the inspiration for the book?
Sure. Well, my book is A Short Path to Change, 30 Ways to Transform Your Life, and there were a couple of inspirations. The first was the way I found my way to this work was I was sick for 7 years with several chronic diseases and was told that I would never be well. And after 7 years, I healed myself in 3 weeks of all chronic illness, and I've been healthy ever since. It's been 11 years. And so in that healing, I discovered the power of the mind, because I really didn't do anything except change my mind and a lot of my behaviors and my emotions in that time. And it really awakened me to the powers within, the power of gratitude, the power of where we put our attention, the power of self-forgiveness and forgiveness, and the power of awareness, just watching how we're talking to ourselves. And it really awakened me to just the power within, how ultimately powerful we are, but where a lot of times we're repeating these messages from our past, or we don't have that self-love, or we have a lot of self-doubt. So in healing myself, I was able to, I wrote a little e-book on the methods I used, and it really just made me passionate about helping other people. And as I started writing about ways to heal yourself, and becoming, stepping into that intuitive healer role, I just had all these tools start coming to me and started realizing that as I started seeing clients that a lot of people have the same things going on, the lack of self-love, the limiting thoughts, especially when you're told by the doctor, I was told by the doctors that I would never be well, that I would probably be in a wheelchair within a year, and this was in my mid to late 30s. So just how deep those sentences run, I mean, it's not like they're doing anything wrong, they're doing things from their training, but, you know, it felt like I had the flu most days. I was repeating a lot of negative messages in my head that I wasn't a good enough mom, that I wasn't a good enough wife, that, you know, why was this happening to me? Just a lot of negative emotions that weren't very healing, that weren't really giving my body an opportunity to present anything else but illness. So there were a couple things that really kind of switched me to, okay, saying I'm not going to see doctors for a little while. You know, there was nothing life-threatening. It was all more tests and more diagnoses, and just saying I'm going to concentrate on what if I was thinking that I could be better. And I didn't know if I could heal totally, just that I could be better, that I could focus my mind on gratitude and what I did have. One of the quotes from the movie The Secret was our body is always 99.99% new, and where we focus our energies contributes to what kind of cells are being made. So if I'm telling myself I'm sick, I'm really not giving my body a chance to even create healthy cells. So I started focusing energy on, like, my little finger, the one part of me that didn't hurt, you know, and saying, well, if there's healthy cells in my little body, in my little finger, maybe there are healthy cells in my body, and I can create more healthy cells. Really just watching myself talk instead of in the morning waking up and saying, I'm so sick, I'm wondering if I'm going to pass out in pain today, switching that to I'm grateful I'm awake today and I'm in a comfortable bed and I have support to help me take care of my kids and I can read to them even if I can't run after them the way I would like. Just really changing my self-talk and awareness and bringing my awareness in. I mean, that's it, too, is so many times we're just in these patterns and we don't even realize how we're speaking to ourselves. I know that for 7 years I'd done everything I thought I could by joining support groups, by reading books about being chronically ill, but all they did is really affirm to me my illnesses, and they didn't give me any opportunity to see that I could be healthy. The support groups, a lot of them were really, you know, I hate to say this, but like pity parties, and people kind of trying to one-up each other with how bad their lives were. Not all of them, but the majority of them. One of the books I read about being chronically ill said to have a funeral for your old self, you would never be that way again. You'd never be your old self again.
Oh, wow.
So it's really debilitating thoughts. So once I started changing my thoughts to more healthy, healing thoughts, my body started to heal itself.
That's really incredible. So, you know, most people wouldn't start thinking that way. What was it that triggered your thinking to switch over to that new way of believing about yourself? Because, you know, most people would just keep thinking in that same negative way because that's how society is. So is there something that really triggered the change in your belief system on this?
There were a couple of things. One thing was I did meet, like, a new friend that didn't know me as sick Jenny, just knew me as Jenny, and I did not want to take pain pills for a long time because I always had this fear of addiction. I grew up in New York City. I saw a lot of addiction, so when I started to, when I met my friend, I would say, you know what, I'll take a pain pill just to be able to go for a walk, you know, and we would go for a walk for an hour, something I was unable to do, you know, without that pain medication. And I started feeling like I was finding myself again. I was no longer just mom who wasn't good enough or daughter who wasn't showing up for events or, you know, all these things I was giving myself, all these roles that I was beating myself up that I wasn't good enough for. I became Jenny again. So that was part of it. And then seeing the movie The Secret, the quote that I mentioned about being 99% new every 11 months, and also a quote on gratitude, just, you know, where we put our attention expands and what are you grateful for. And I really was not grateful when I was sick. I was very miserable. You know, I was again, insulting myself. You know, you're not a good enough mom. You're not a good enough wife. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. Instead of being grateful that I was able to lay down in a comfy bed, you know, and I did, was able to read to my kids, and I was able to, you know, breathe on my own, and all these things that we just take for granted, I was able to eat. You know, there were always good things in my life to be grateful for, but it's very challenging when you're sick because you tend to focus on the pain and what you can't do.
Right, right. Yeah, that's fascinating, fascinating. So, Sherman, we should continue on to the next question here.
Yeah, the book itself, Jenny, is divided into four sections, and you kind of ask the readers to progress through them in order. Can you just briefly describe each a bit and tell us why you feel this is the needed progression for the reader?
Sure, and I do say within each section they can kind of pick what order they want to go in, but I do say that going section at a time is pretty important because the first section is all about getting rid of the old stuff. So we need to get rid of that old stuff, do some internal house cleaning before we can create the new. So it has chapters like forgiveness and self-forgiveness, influences like watching the people you're around, and is your house cluttered, and fear and worry, and negative self-talk, and attention shifting, as I was mentioning, shifting my attention from my body, that parts of my body that hurt, to the parts that didn't hurt. Roles versus soul, which is also about, you know, really connecting to your soul and who you are instead of criticizing yourself about who you feel you're not. The second section's all about the chakra system, so the energy body. I felt that was really important next because I really wanted people to know that they were more than their bodies. So many times we get so hung up with these physical bodies, but they're really not who we are. We're so much more than that. And the chakra energy system, it's what Eastern medicine is based on, and I wanted to make them really simple for people because they're my inner diagnostic system. If I get a sore throat, I go to my throat chakra and say, oh, I must not be speaking the truth about something to someone, or, you know, there's something that needs to be said or heard. So it's really powerful to connect with your energy body, to know you're more than your physical body, and to really start tapping into what might be out of balance so you can bring it into balance. And each chapter of my book has an exercise at the end. I'm really big on short, simple exercises because I know, first of all, we don't have a lot of time, and second of all, we meet self-sabotage a lot, and we'll say we don't have time for things or things seem too complicated. So I really tried in my book to make things really simple, really quick, and I don't think any of the exercises in my book are more than 10 minutes, and a lot of them are like 30 seconds or a minute. Some are 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I really try to make it very easy to tap into these changes. The third part of my book is staying in the present moment, which is really where all our power is. So things like self-love, affirmations, gratitude, energy healing. I list, I think, 6 or 7 different types of meditation you can do. Anchors, which is a beautiful thing to bring you to the present moment. That connects you with your most wonderful moment in your life instead of the most horrible moments that we usually repeat. And love and connectivity. And then the fourth section is all about discovering new ways of thought and also tools to help. So things that maybe are a little challenging that we'll face in this journey to discovering, like self-sabotage, and patience with yourself, but then also embracing your shadows, but then also things that can really empower you, like letting go and receiving, or education in the things that you love, or intention setting.
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel there is kind of a natural progression of the book.
Mm-hmm. Now, the book includes 30 ways to transform your life. Is it necessary to complete all 30 steps, would you say?
I think you know, most people would be better off if they look at every step. I think that what I've seen in working with my clients with this
book, on the person.
What inner work have they done already? You might have chakras that are really beautiful and perfectly in balance, and then some that are not. So it would be more important to work on those. If you have a healthy dose of self-love, maybe you could bypass that chapter, but what I've found is everyone can use a little more self-love. And I found, too, that sometimes the chapters people don't want to do are the ones they kind of need the most. So, you know, that resistance will come up, and you'll want to skip past it. But I would say, you know, if you want to skip past it, go ahead to something else, but please try to come back to it, because that exercise is probably something that would be useful to look at.
The one that you want to skip, right? Probably the useful one, the one that you have some resistance to. Yeah. Okay, cool. Wendy.
Okay. So your book talks a lot about your own experiences in healing and in working with your clients. Was that comfortable to open up this way?
Yeah, I think that's why it took a little while to write my book, After Healing. After healing, I had a very hard time looking back at quote-unquote sick Jenny. It's really challenging when you're healing to go through. Mm-hmm. I mean, healing isn't necessarily pretty. It's digging up your stuff. It's looking at it. It is being kind and loving to yourself in that process, which that takes a little time to do that. In the beginning, it's hard. We're hard on ourselves. We're usually our worst enemies. So there's a lot of criticism, self-criticism going on. Why didn't I know that? Why didn't I come across these tools faster? You know, it took me a while to be really comfortable knowing that everything did happen in perfect timing. I'm really grateful for that time sick, because I think it makes me better at what I do, because I remember being in those doctor's offices. I remember waiting for the diagnoses. I remember being in pain. And I can empathize with my clients on that level. And sharing what some of the other clients have gone through is helpful, I feel, for other people, because a lot of us do go through the same things. We go through that self-doubt. Maybe we didn't have the perfect childhood. Most people did not. You know, there are issues that came up that we need to look at in a loving manner. I have had a lot of clients that have been abused either emotionally or physically by a parent or by a loved one. And coming to some kind of forgiveness around that, I'd say 99% of the clients that have been abused in some way, their abuser was also abused. So to be able to come to that place of understanding and forgiveness, not, okay, it's great that you did that to me, I'm not happy you did that to me, but I'm not going to let this block me anymore. I'm going to understand that you were doing the best you can and you didn't have the tools to do any better or to break that cycle, but I am going to break that cycle.
So you're still doing the doing these strategies or the using the tools and things that helped you become healthy. It's not like you become healthy and then you stop doing what it was that helped you get there. You continue with those. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there are some tools in this book, like Ho'oponopono, that I use every single day. It's interesting in healing. Like, you'll think, oh, I've gotten over that. And suddenly a year later, you'll have an opportunity to deal with it again in a different way. It'll come up. So it is really important in this process to be loving and kind to yourself, to know we're human, you know, and if we can kind of laugh at ourselves or just treat ourselves as we would a close friend that would come to us, a close loved one, we wouldn't berate them. We wouldn't tell them, you're not doing this right. Oh, you screwed up again. You know, we would be loving and kind and give them a hug and tell them 10 different ways that it could work out for them. And I really try to get my clients to be that loving to themselves.
Great. All right. Sharmin, you have another question.
Yeah, so Jenny, in the book you talk about, you know, let's go into a little bit deeper on the individual things you talk about, specifically now the importance of getting rid of the old stuff first. What are some of the most helpful tools you have found in doing so, and can anyone do this?
Anyone can do this. I think one of the most, I mean, I start with forgiveness, but I think, that is a really important one, as is the negative self-talk. Really starting to become aware of messages you send yourself. What are you telling yourself every day? I know I was telling myself I was sick. I know I was, wondering if I was going to pass out or vomit in pain or should I be driving? So what are you telling yourself? Are you telling yourself you're smart and you're able to accomplish anything in your life? Are you sending negative messages that maybe you heard from a parent or a teacher way back when that you're just repeating over and over? So definitely this awareness of the negative self-talk. And one of the tools I even used was I put a rubber band around my arm and would snap it every time, that negative reinforcement, snap it every time I heard myself saying something negative. I did that for only a day, and I had a really sore wrist, and it really drove home. Yeah, it drove it home. Like, wow, I do not speak to myself nicely at all. I would never speak to my kids like this. I would never speak to someone I love like this. Why am I speaking to myself like this? If we would talk to, like, a child or an animal the way we talk to ourselves, like, they'd probably be huddled in the corner. So, you know, we really want to start looking at how can we be extra kind to ourselves? Why would we speak to ourselves like that? How do we expect to live the life that we want if we are disempowering ourselves all the time? So that's huge, as is the forgiveness. The Ho'oponopono exercise I find really useful for forgiveness and self-forgiveness because it is, you know, the four sentences, I love you, I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And it's really tapping into our higher self and asking stuff to be removed that doesn't serve us anymore. So, you know, I love you. Yeah, you know, we know at soul level we love ourselves, but it's a lot harder to say that, you know, to think, oh, yeah, I love myself and I love everything about myself. A lot of people would think that's egoic, but there's some part of us that higher, our soul, that always loves us. So I love you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I get so caught up in these negative thoughts. I'm sorry I forget how wonderful you are, you know, or how powerful you are. Please forgive me. Thank you. And there's such a healing in that prayer, as well as when we say it for someone else. It's really hard. And sometimes, you know, I've had clients that have had horrific abuse. And for them to say that to the abuser is really challenging. And it's not, in that case, I say not to say it to that person, but almost see that person's little boy or little girl that was probably abused too. You know, and to just let go of any anger, anything that's holding you back. Because sometimes if we're blaming ourselves or if we're blaming someone else for a situation, we're living from the past and we're not living from the present or that potential in the future. So those are just two, but there are so many. I have seven chapters in getting rid of the old. It's really important to, like, watch who you're around. We become, like, the top five people we spend time around. So paying attention to that, if we're around constant complainers all the time and we're going to feel down and like we have no power, our physical environment, how is it? It's cluttered. We're not making room for anything new. We're telling the universe we kind of have too much already. So really just starting to become aware of our thoughts. I have a chapter on fear and worry to try to banish those fears and step more into that love. Worry is like praying for something you don't want. You don't want to send those thoughts out there. But it's just kind of that unprogramming because these are things that we just kind of grew up doing. And, you know, God forbid you watch the news, it's going to be the most horrific story. It's kind of where we go is that fear. So really stepping out of that and stepping out of fear into love.
Yeah, no, those are awesome tools. Now, you also speak about meditation and energy work as tools specifically to be present. So tell us a little bit more about those.
Well, meditation can be so many different things, and I know there are so many people that say, I can't meditate. You know, before even, you know, they have that idea of the guru sitting cross-legged, you know, with their mind clear, and it really isn't that. There's so many different ways to meditate. You can walk, taking a walk through nature is meditative, you know, just being totally present. Anytime you're totally present, you really are meditating. You know, even if thoughts come up, it's okay. Guided meditations are wonderful. I know that that helped me a lot because I have a very busy mind, so it was hard for me to, you know, get to that peaceful place. But to listen to a story, to listen to someone guide me through it, I could do that. Energy meditation is my favorite because I love energy so much. And what I will have people do is I have a lot of people feel energy for the first time just by putting their palms together and rubbing them together for 30 to 45 seconds. You're really awakening the energy body. And it's really cool to, like, close your eyes and rub your hands together. And then, you know, after those 30 seconds, just holding them a couple inches apart and feeling that energy. I've had so many people feel that for the first time. They're like, wow, this is really cool. And it's really about getting back to that, like, childlike state and knowing that we're more than our bodies. And from that state of feeling that energy, I have people bring that energy up their body, down their body, to specific parts that hurt. But mostly it's about having fun. You know, I'll have people, you know, bring that energy in and out, their hands in and out, play with it, become childlike, be like, ooh, this is pretty cool, you know, invite a smile in. Mm-hmm. We're so hypercritical of ourselves. Instead of being like that, being like, oh, this is cool, this is fun, you know, I like this. And that brings us to mm-hmm. the present moment and just that state of almost like joy and wonder. And so in that energetic yeah. meditation, yeah, however you want to do it, you know, bringing your attention up and down your body. I know at night if I have trouble falling asleep, that's what I'll do. I'll just bring that energy up and down my body slowly, and it really relaxes me.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. Wendy?
Yeah. We're running out a little bit of time, but just wanted to ask if there's one message from this book, what would that be? And then also, how would our audience be able to contact you? Do you have any programs that you have coming up or anything like that that you'd like to share with us?
Sure. The one message would be that your past story does not have to define you. The present moment offers so many possibilities, and the tools in my book, and there's so many tools online right now, you know, that you can get for absolutely free even, you know, to just empower yourself, do a guided meditation, get present, think about that possibility of the future. So many people say they want to be happy, but they don't even know what that means. Start thinking mm-hmm. about that, what that means. Start being kind and loving and telling yourself that you deserve it. You know, you have that self-worth and self-love, and you're going to go after what you want and not live from the past limiting thoughts. To get a hold of me, you could go to jennymannion.com. I do offer, so it's JennyMannion.com. I do offer the first chapter of my book for free there, as well as a guide, energy guided meditation, my chakra ebook, which explains all the chakras, and also a consultation with me. I do offer, if you sign up for my site intermittently, I'll give away free meditations. I am a member of A to Z Healing Space, where I just gave away a full moon meditation even for free members. So I really look to supply people with tools. It's my passion to just have people have those aha moments so they recognize that they're more powerful than they've ever thought and that they can have the life that they maybe never have even dared to dream of.
Wow, that's a lot. That's great. Lot to give to the community and our radio audience, and so we really appreciate that. And we'll put your information up on our Facebook group as well, so people can see that.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed speaking with both of you.
Oh yeah, it's been great.
Wonderful. Wish we had an hour or more so we could go through, you know, more of the tools, because each one, just wonderful. I love it. I'm going to try the one with the energy, rubbing your hands, and then, you know, doing it over your whole body tonight when I try to go to sleep. That sounds like a wonderful one.
Great.
Yes. So I'm so afraid we're just out of time. But, you know, thank you so much, Jenny. This was wonderful.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
I wonder,
I really appreciate it.
Would you mind coming back and sharing more, maybe at a later time?
Sure, I would love to. I'd even love to lead an exercise or something. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
That'd be great.
Good. Great. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us, and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Sky's the Limit Radio, or you can visit us at our website at skysthelimitradio.com. Stay up to date on all the good shows that we have coming up for you. Listen to past recordings by going to blogtalkradio.com/Sky's the Limit. You never know, you might discover that one episode that could make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky is the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye, Jenny. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Thank you guys so much.